7:14 into our August routine, what I think is normal August, with rain earlier and more often, showers over the causeway as I understand it right now. Next half hour, we'll talk to Jeff Nowak, WWL sports reporter, digital producer, Saints sideline reporter, about the black and gold as they head to California to practice and take part in the preseason game number one against the Chargers Sunday evening. We'll have all the action for you here on WWL. Aline, am I pronouncing it right? Laspina joins us now?
Yes, you got it?
Perfect. I'm sorry, yeah. Aline Laspina, who is the executive director of Bike Easy, to talk about bike safety and two cyclists killed on St. Claude Avenue weeks apart. Tell me what happened there, Aline, and we'll go from there.
Well, I mean, super unfortunate, you know, two more deaths on St. Claude, which is one of the state corridors running through our city, one of the most dangerous places, I feel like, for a lot of folks to bike right now. It's just very sad, you know, because it literally happened within 10 days of each other, mm-hmm. one at night, one, you know, during peak hour in the afternoon. It was very sad. We were very close to the second crash. We were actually presenting our Safer St. Claude campaign that night and, you know, kind of stumble upon these. So it's been very intense.
So tell me about St. Claude Avenue. What makes that so bad?
So there's a few things going on with St. Claude. You know, it's a truck route, so you have a lot of trucks going down there. There's a lot of issues with speeding, so people not, you know, the city is not necessarily enforcing consistently ticketing folks that are speeding. There's a lot of illegal parking on the neutral ground, which reduces the visibility for anybody that's walking around, that's driving or biking, so that just makes things pretty tough right there. Not all the lighting is working right now on St. Claude. There's not a lot of good crosswalk markings. Some of the signage is missing. So, you know, we've been just trying to get all the agencies involved in making this corridor safer, come together and see eye to eye on a solution. And I think we're finally kind of there. So that's good.
And as you say that, somebody texted in, I know that bike wrecks on St. Claude is spurring the bike safety talk. We need police down St. Claude. It's like the Wild West out there. We don't need more infrastructure. Bike lanes are nice and wide. We need cops pulling people over without license plates that are speeding. It's even a little unnerving to drive a car down St. Claude Avenue sometimes. I haven't been there lately, so I wouldn't know this. In this instance,
yeah.
I'm reading the NOLA.com article, a Channel 4 article, rather, by Alyssa Curtis, a talented reporter. And she says, a cyclist was killed by an 18-wheeler, St. Claude and Frank Lawton Avenue. Authorities say the truck was headed west when the driver stopped, began to turn right onto Franklin. According to NOP, the cyclist reportedly entered the vehicle's blind spot and was pronounced dead at the scene, 65 years old. But to me, and maybe I have it wrong because I don't have a diagram or anything, but
yeah.
To me, Aline, this goes to the bike lane being between the right lane and the cross street, because that means a vehicle has to make a right turn and cross over the bike lane, and if it's in a blind spot, it's a recipe for disaster, right? Am I missing something? I always did think that was a bad design. Every morning when I come to work, I come down Camp Street, and right there at Poydras, I got a bike lane. I got to make a right turn, so I got to make sure that, A, nobody's coming down Poydras, right, because you got to drive defensively. Then I got to make sure that there's nobody in the bike lane in addition to pedestrians. Thoughts?
Yeah, correct. I mean, you know, and in this case, if the person riding the bicycle is going straight, it's really the person on the bicycle's right of way, you know, before the person that turns right. Back in 2019, there was a very similar incident on Elysian Fields and St. Claude Avenue. And I can't remember if it was the city or the state, but they actually changed the way that the design happens on Elysian Fields and St. Claude to make it safer. You know, so like that, you have more time if you're the truck to be able to see if somebody's coming in the bike lane. And I think that's the tricky thing. It's, you know, there has to be enforcement, there has to be changing design, but also changing behavior. We have to be aware that there's other users on the road. I mean, it's sucky, like a blind spot for a truck is much bigger than a blind spot for a vehicle, but that's why, you know, you just have to be really cautious, especially if you know you're going next to a bike lane. Mm.
So when it comes to this case, do you know if anybody was charged in this or not?
I have no idea how they're moving forward with these.
So if you have a green arrow to turn right and there's a bike lane, the bike still has a right of way?
My understanding is yes. Mm. You know, the same way it says yield to pedestrians, you have to yield to people on bikes. I mean, and that's one of the things that needs to be improved in the corridors, signage for people to understand where they need to be. Because sometimes the signs are confusing.
I know people are texting in about bicyclists, and look, I see them doing the same thing, not using the lanes, not running through stoplights.
Yeah, correct.
And doing the wrong thing. But, you know, if you're going to call out bicyclists for that, you also got to call out the people in the cars that are seldom doing what they're supposed to be doing while they're driving, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you make a really great point. We like to remind people that we're people. It's people that we're talking about. It's not a vehicle that killed a person. It's, you know, a person driving, a person biking. That's one of the things we're trying to just highlight. Like, these are people who are getting killed that shouldn't be killed.
I don't know.
Like, this could be prevented.
Yeah, I don't know why there's this animosity toward bikers in the city, but there seems to be every now and then I get texts. I don't even know it's from people that live in the city. But you understand what I'm saying? Do you feel that sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've been around over two decades doing education on people who bike, whether they're kids or adults, seasoned people who bike, or just people who are pretty new to biking. And, you know, it's a constant struggle to just make sure that everybody's on the same page, the same way to make sure that everybody who drives is following, you know, like how many times we encounter people who don't use their blinkers, don't respect stop signs, run stoplights. You know, but again, we all need to shift the way we behave on the streets, because we are not the only people on the road.
And the way we drive as well, and paying attention to what the heck we're doing. And I got a new vehicle recently, and it changed the way I drive, because now I am driving extremely defensively, which is the way I should have been driving all along. Aline Laspina is our guest, executive director of Bike Easy. We'll talk about bike safety more when we come back, about some bike lanes around some people. I'm getting texts here saying they're a waste of time put in places they aren't used. Other people saying, you know what, in the places where they're put in the right way, they're very safe. So we'll continue the conversation. You can text your thoughts in to me at 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line. But I must add, no texting and driving. Pay attention to what you're doing. Back in a flash, traffic now, WWL. 7:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm getting some texts from you saying that my voice sounds low and everything's where it's supposed to be. I don't know what's going on with that, but I can't scream. I'm here for 4 hours. If I scream for 4 hours, I'm going to be hoarse when I go home, and I can't do that. Aline Laspina is our guest, executive director of Bike Easy. Aline, when you talk about right-of-way, my daddy always taught me, and this stuck with me, the right-of-way is not something you have. It's something people give you. If they don't give it, you don't have it. So what advice would you give to cyclists?
Be predictable. Signal, look around you. I feel, for me, like when I ride my bike everywhere I go, that's my main means of transportation, is like make eye contact with a driver. Like the other day I was coming down just before Washington on Norman C. Francis, and it was my turn to go. I had clearly taken my lane to go straight, and this car just did a right hook right in front of me. Fortunately, I was paying attention, so I did not collide with this vehicle, but
so
it
you
was
both had the green light.
Yeah,
you see, and
I was in the proper place on the lane.
That's what I'm saying. To me, that's and I don't know what they do in other cities. I don't know how you redesigned it, but that seems like a terrible design to me, because what you're telling me is, not you, but I'm saying the city, you're telling me we both have the green light and it's okay for me to cross over another lane of traffic. In essence, I'm making, as far as the bike lane is concerned, I'm making a right turn from the center lane over the right lane of traffic. That's what you're telling me to do.
You wouldn't
a green
do
line.
That with a vehicle.
No, that's the point I'm making. But the city's saying it's okay as long as you check first that there's no bicyclist in the lane, right?
Not going to speak for the city. I'll tell you what they do in other cities.
Well, tell me what they do in other cities then. Go ahead.
In other cities, usually there's a thing called the bike box, which we have a couple in the city. And it's technically, you know, where you usually have the crosswalk, or some people call it the zebra lines. Usually in that spot, there's a symbol so people know that the bicycle is going to get ahead of the traffic. So once the light turns, they're in front, so they know they go first. I think sometimes here it's a little bit confusing. Like if you're going down Barone and you're about to cross the interstate, you have to be like extremely careful, because a lot of people are they're going to go into the ramp. So So you have to, like, really look in the back and can make it clear I'm going straight so they know. And I, in my experience, more often than not, people are respectful of that. But, you know, there's bad apples everywhere.
See, what you just said,
yeah,
that bike box,
predictable.
And I think I've seen those in Algiers and De Gaulle. That makes every bit of sense, because what that is it's like a 90-degree turning lane or whatever, and the biker would have to be at the street level and pause so that there would be a buffer between the right lane, and the lane, the bike lane, and the left, the center lane, or whatever you want to call it, that the vehicle is in, right?
Yeah, correct.
So it seemed to me like bike boxes are the answers.
Yes, and, you know, if we wanted to be that modern, there's some places that actually have lights specific for people who bike, which we have a lot of these, I forgot the exact technical name for it, but they're pedestrian lights around the CBD where, I don't know if folks have noticed, but the signal for the pedestrian kicks in to green before the light turns to green for a vehicle to allow the pedestrian to start crossing the street first, so they're more visible to a person with a that's driving. So,
thank you.
Like, and if you notice next time you're driving down downtown, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak when we come back about the Saints here on WWL. You got any questions about the black and gold? 504-260-1870. Of course, we're going to have all the action for you here when the Saints take on the Chargers on Sunday evening. And Drew Brees is going to be a special guest on Sports Talk tomorrow. That's another note for you. We'll get Drew's take on Saints football, quarterback battle, head coach Kellen Moore, and the team's new strategy, plus NOLA Pickle Fest, Drew's annual pickleball tournament community event, which is happening tomorrow through Sunday in the heart of New Orleans at the Convention Center. It's a great event that blends fast-paced competition, live entertainment, and family fun, all in support of the Breeze Dream Foundation. Saints legendary quarterback, Super Bowl champion Drew Brees, tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 here on Saints Radio, WWL. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak when we come back right now, WWL First News.